Hello.
Yes, good evening, sir. Tonight we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What company are you with?
My name is Alex, sir, and we are from Metro Research.
Okay, I'll say the way the country's heading, very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you? Number one is reproductive freedom.
So 10 is very important, and 1 is not, correct?
It's from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue, and 10 means it's a very important issue.
So reproductive freedom.
Correct.
Okay, meaning like the free will to reproduce, like basically sleep.
Correct.
Yes. Is it important? I would say, yeah, that would be a 10.
Thank you.
You should have reproductive freedom. You should be able to do what you want with who you want to do it with. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Now, next is abortion rights.
Abortion rights, okay. You mean like, should you have the choice to have an abortion or not?
That's right.
I would say that's a very slippery slope. I think it. I would base it off on your religious belief, what you believe in. So that's a real hard one to answer. I would say when you say 1 to 10 abortion, yeah, you should be able to have an abortion, but you should also the man, if you can kill the baby, I don't think the man should have to pay child support if you decide to keep him. So, I would say 10, you should be able to abort the baby, but if the man doesn't want to support you and pay child support, he has the right to abandon it, at least. I'll say that.
Definitely a complex topic, sir. So, on a scale from 0 to 10, what would you say you rate this issue, abortion rights?
What would I rate? What abortion rights?
Mm-hmm. On a scale from 0 to 10, what would be your definitive answer?
So is that like when you can do an abortion like 3, 4, 5, 6 months in after pregnancy?
This is only a very, very general question without getting into any of the specifics. So,
okay.
Just on a scale from 0 to 10, abortion rights, how important is it to you?
How important is it to me? It's not, because I can't get pregnant. But, I'm not going to tell, if women want to have an abortion, that's fine. But I also think, men, in their sense, have to have a right. If they don't want to have the baby, the woman wants to keep it. He shouldn't have to be pressed to pay child support. So I would say, kind of up in the air on that one. Abortion is a very tricky subject.
That's correct. So, like I mentioned, on a scale from 0 to 10, in a very general way, how important of an issue is that for you?
For me? Not at all. I would say a 1.
Okay. Thank you. Now, student loan debt.
How important is that to me? I'll probably put it at like an 8, because I'm paying them off now.
Thank you. Next is racism and discrimination.
How important is that to me? Like the issue wise. I would say probably like a 3, man, because I just, I'm a Caucasian male, man, and I'm around a lot of other Caucasian males, and man, we've never had any malice towards anybody of a different color, any race, any of that, religion, none of that, so.
Okay, so I put it as a 3. Next is healthcare.
Healthcare.
Yes.
Fucking not important to me at all. I would say 1.
Okay. Thank you. Next is criminal justice reform.
How important is that? Fucking 11.
Yes, sir. Okay. Should I put that as a 10?
Yeah, a 10. Yeah, but I was just saying, like, yeah, there needs to be a lot of reform when it comes to that.
Thank you. Next is K-12 education.
How important is that? 1.
Thank you. Next is jobs and wages.
10.
Thank you. Next is democracy.
1. And I'm dead serious about those answers. I think you need school till about 8th grade, and after that, I think you need to be in trade school and so forth. But I don't think you really need much more after 7th, 8th grade. I really, really don't believe in that. And healthcare is 0 for me, my friend, because to me, it's just a businessman. They don't care about your overall health. They'll help you out, but to me, it's a business. Just to be honest with you, just so you don't think I'm yanking your chain, that's how I honestly feel about it.
No, no, definitely, sir. I appreciate your honest answers. Next, sir, is crime and violence on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is that for you?
-10.
Okay.
Like 1. You can put 1. Is 1 the lowest? Yeah, put 1.
Please remember that a 0 is the lowest.
0. Put it at 0, please.
Thank you. Next is voting rights.
10.
Thank you.
Very important.
Next is... All right. Next is immigration.
10.
Thank you. Next is inflation and the cost of living.
10.
All right. And climate change.
Fucking 1.
Thank you. Now, sir, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. And I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
Let me ask you this. Do you plan on voting in the 2024 election?
That's
a fair
sadly,
question.
Sir.
I don't need 1 through 10. Do you plan on voting in the election?
To be completely honest with you, sir, I am not allowed to answer any of these questions myself. Like I mentioned, your opinion
you're a man. You're allowed to answer these questions. I mean, you definitely called me at 7:45 and asked me some questions. I mean, you can't answer 1 question? Are you going to vote or are you not?
That would be against my company's policies to share my opinion with you, because that might influence your opinion. So that's
why it's a company
policy.
I'm not asking your opinion. I'm not asking who you're voting for. I'm saying, are you going to vote in this election or not? There's no opinion in it. I'm not asking who you're voting for. I said, are you going to vote or not? I don't think that's violating anything.
Okay. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, it is okay.
I'm undecided.
You can't answer
right
that question.
Now,
I just answered about 2025. Are you going to vote or not? I don't care who it's for. Are you going to vote
or
not?
I'm undecided as of right now, sir. And I'm
undecided.
Yes.
Okay.
So now let me get back to the question for you. How likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, sir?
0.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we are representing all races equally, what is your race, sir?
I'm an Irish-American.
Okay. Would that be Caucasian?
I guess. Yeah, I guess I'm Caucasian. Yeah, Caucasian. Is that what they're calling us now?
Caucasian or white, correct?
Correct.
Now, do you think of yourself... let me just 1 second here. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
To be honest, something else.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we are representing all ages equally, what is the year of your birth?
1989.
Thank you. What is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have achieved?
So I have 2 bachelor's degrees. I have 1 in history and 1 in science. And just 4-year degrees, so I got 2 of them. But I identify as Aquaman.
Okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all.
0. And a 10 0. Means... I think our power to vote has 0, to be honest with you, my friend.
Thank you.
That's just
now,
being blunt.
How much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to this community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to this community.
The black community? Well, I think they do, I mean, for the most part, what the black community enhances, what, 18% of the population? So I think, yeah, they have some power to shift votes, especially in swing states like here in Georgia. Pennsylvania, I would say it's probably like a 7. Just because, I mean, they're not the majority of the population, but they are in the inner suburbs with a higher population where the electoral votes are going to be counted higher.
All right. Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Number 1 is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5. I don't feel, you know, is that where you're like neutral about it?
That's correct. 5 is
yeah,
neutral.
Yeah, 5.
Thank you. Next is the Republican Party.
5.
Okay. Next is Kamala Harris.
1.
Okay. Next is Joe Biden.
Oh, Sleepy Joe. 1.
Okay. Next is Donald Trump.
7.
Okay. And the Democratic Party.
0.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, or Jill Stein?
If I had to pick one, it'd be Trump. But I'm not going to vote.
Okay, so you don't plan on voting. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
It depends who that candidate was and what plan they presented for the longevity of our country, economic plan, and so forth. So I can't really answer that. Until I would see what their plan is in place. I don't know exactly who I'd pick. You said for the House, right?
Correct. Your House representative.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is
so
the House representative?
That's
Speaker, right? Speaker? Yeah, I honestly couldn't tell you that if I didn't know who it was. Mike Johnson?
Okay. Should I interpret that as of right now, you are undecided?
No, I'm not undecided, man. I was a Democrat, but I'll probably just say I would decide towards the Republican side because lately, the last decade, they've been doing a better job, I think. So.
Okay. So is it safe to say that your answer would be the Republican candidate?
Yeah, I think it would be safe to say that even though I don't know who the candidate is.
Thank you.
Oh, it's Mike Johnson. Excuse me. Mike Johnson. Yeah, I'm picking Mike Johnson.
All right. Thank you. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote, but I didn't vote.
Okay, so you did not vote for president in the 2020 general election.
I did not.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
A lot worse. Cost of groceries went up insignificantly.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote. I'm the only one. So I would say almost 98% of people I interact with vote.
Okay. So would you say that's everyone or most of them?
I'd say everyone I interact with vote.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if you could just allow me one moment here while I document that, would be greatly appreciated.
It's okay. I'm awesome, man. We can take all the time in the world.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, did you know that Jesus Christ was a Jew?
Yes, sir.
How would you rate that on 1 to 10, how important that is that Jesus was a Jew? Doesn't matter, does
sir,
it?
I would love, for me, it really doesn't. And I would love to continue with the talking, but that would be against my company policies, very unfortunate.
I understand, dude. But I didn't know that. I was raised a Christian my whole life, and they're like, Jesus was a Jew. I had to do some deep digging today. I was like, damn, he was Jewish. I didn't know that.
Well, it's very good to be informed. Yes, sir. Now, here is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means you believe that the person or event certainly prevented the progress, 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe the person certainly
prevented
did
the
not
progress?
Prevent progress.
Oh, did not. Okay.
Zero means the person did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Number 1 is Governor Kemp.
He said Governor Kemp?
Yes, sir. Governor Kemp.
Of Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Did he... I just want to clarify. Zero means prevented the progress. 10 means he helped the progress. Progress of what? The growth of the country, or?
It's actually the other way around. A zero means that this person did not prevent progress. A 10 means that this person certainly prevented progress.
Oh, prevent progress. Governor Kemp, I don't know. He's 5 for me, man.
Thank you. Next is Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
Republicans? 10. Wait, okay. That's bad, right? That means preventing progress. 10,
correct. A 10 means that they certainly prevented progress. A 0 means that they certainly did not.
I'm going to retract that and say 1.
Okay. Thank you. Next is white supremacists.
White supremacists? Shit, 10.
Thank you. Next is President Biden.
I think Biden tried. He's just old man. I'll say 5 on Biden, man. I feel bad for that guy. He's too old.
Thank you. Next is Donald Trump.
One is good, right? 10's bad.
That's right.
Dude. Numero uno for Donald Trump.
Thank you. Next is Supreme Court.
Is this after Biden was elected when he appointed his Supreme Court judges? I forget their names. Is it in relevance to Biden's presidency or?
I do believe that this means in recent years, more specifically during Biden's administration.
Sorry, I'm going to say 7.
Thank you. Then and next is Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
5.
Thank you. Now, here is a list of policies and statements that have obstructive progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose
a number
from 0 to 10.
You said some companies in the black community, would it motivate me to vote yes or no? Is that what you're asking me?
So the statements that I'm about to read focus a lot on black communities and how much these recent policies have impacted them. I would just like to hear your opinion on how much these statements would motivate you to vote.
Have impacted them. Let me tell you something, dude. I'm in Georgia. I don't know if you're in Georgia. This is a black community, the whole fucking state. So whatever policies they have, it impacted all of us. So I know what you mean by that, but let's be honest, man.
Right.
I mean, I got black neighbors. They're my people. Like, so what do you mean?
Yes, sir. So let's hear these statements. Statement number 1 goes like this. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth from 18 years old to 24 years old are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
Do I think it's important? Which one's like 10 is important, right?
10 means that this statement would strongly motivate you to vote, and a 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all.
I would say that's 10, yeah. Yeah, I'm about that.
Thank you. All right. Now, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
I'm going to say one, because if you can fucking abort the child, hell, you don't need to worry about parking.
I see. Thank you. Now, we've made strides toward building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other,
my nigga, chill out real quick. My nigga, you said building black power. What do you mean?
This is a statement. This is a statement made primarily...
Fuck that shit. Hey, look, dude. Black power, white, fuck all that, dude. It's fucking one power, dude. We're all people. Fuck that. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
I mean, I'm down with the black community, all that, but, like, I don't see him as black, man. I just see him as my people. Like, I don't like all that shit.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
That
black power affected, I get it, but, like, you're saying it, like, that's like me saying white power. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I am just reading off of the questions in my survey. And this
That's
is...
That's fine. I'm just speaking out of my fucking soul. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of all the
fucking
white, black
that
shit. Fuck. We're just people. Fuck. But go ahead. Let me finish the question.
And... I share that opinion. No, sir, I will restart. Please remember that after the statement, you can rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 on how much it would motivate you to vote. And it goes like this. We have made strides towards building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress.
Okay.
A 0 means it wouldn't motivate you to vote at all. A 10 means it would strongly motivate you to vote.
0.
Thank you. Now, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
So, yeah, it's only black people who don't, like, I get it. I would say that would be a 10 and encourage me to vote, but if it was just only black people, there was no white people left out on that, or Spanish people, or what?
I am sure there is. Like,
why does it keep coming back to, like, race instead of just, like, citizens? Like, what? I don't get it, man. Probably do better just saying there'd be 150,000 low-income citizens in your state of Georgia that don't have health care instead of saying black. I don't get why. What's the prerogative there? All right.
I understand. Now, I definitely see your point because it would be very unrealistic to say that there are no white or Latino people that can be affected by this. And
it could have been
sure
fucking purple. I still want to have health care. You know what I'm saying? The color don't matter. Like, tell your boss, like,
that's right.
Tell his boss, like, take the color out of it, man. Who cares about color, dude? It's fucking 2024. No one gives a fuck about color.
Definitely.
I tell you that as a Caucasian white man, which you asked me earlier, I don't give a fuck what color you are, man. You good people are good people. We need to take care of each other and fuck all that, man. I don't know why I reverse that to black. I think that's kind of racist.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, that's one question about a cracker except for what fucking ethnicity I am. Get the fuck out of here, bro. No.
Right. Now, if you're asking about my opinion for this particular question and some of the questions that I asked previously, I think it's because sometimes, not all cases, black people do get more unproportionately affected by some of the policies. That's why we want to know your opinion towards...
Systemically, yeah, there's definitely some policies that target... No, for sure. I can't argue against that. Systemically, policy-wise, for sure, I agree with that. But that's a whole deeper conversation we could go into, which we don't have to, but I don't get the whole thing about black.
That would actually be very, very against my company policies there. So because we just want to know your opinion and how much these would motivate you or not motivate you to vote at all. What would be your opinion on this on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it would not motivate you to vote at all, and a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote?
Okay. On which issue? Are you about to give me another one, or do you want me to answer the previous one?
Oh, the previous one, sir, please.
And it was what? About
the 120,000
20,000 without health care? 10. Meaning I would vote. Yeah, 10.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Now, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
Zero.
Thank you. Now, thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Please, sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
0.
Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to this community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to this community.
Well, I think it said like a 3 or 5, just because of, well, I think it said 5, because they're heavier in the inner cities where you get more electoral votes, so. Yeah. Bob?
Thank you. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. And I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
100% 0.
Thank you. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Now, when did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago?
I haven't. I just moved to my new address, so I haven't.
You haven't registered to vote at your current address?
I have not.
Oh, so is it, in this case then, you are not registered to vote?
I guess technically not, but I can vote.
I see. So,
I mean, I have no restrictions to go vote. If I wanted to register to vote, I could, but I just moved here. So technically, I'm not registered at this address. I just took a new job. So.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's see now. Allow me just 1 second. Now, do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I'm bisexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I guess it would be, I guess single would be the best way.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
No, I'm just bisexual.
I understand. Now, because this refers to politics, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or Independent?
Politics? I guess the Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I'll lean more towards the Democratic Party. They have great policies, but then when it comes to paying for stuff, so I'll say Democratic Party I'll lean more towards. Plus, they're
Thank
all
you.
Cool with me being about sex and all that.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status?
I'm salary full-time. I mean, I work.
Okay.
Damn near every
full-time.
Day. Yeah.
Thank you. Last year, so that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Before taxes? Last year?
Yes, sir.
Probably about.
Your best estimate is fine.
63,000.
Thank you. All right, sir. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate the time that you have given me tonight, and I wish you have a wonderful rest of your evening.
Thank you. Well, you're not like going to put my information on the web and everything because I'm bisexual and stuff, right?
Definitely no, sir. All of your answers are strictly confidential and are only used for statistical purposes only.
So none of my information is shared because, I told you I was bisexual, leaning towards the Democratic
Definitely
Party.
Definitely not.
Okay.
None of your answers will be shared. All of your answers are extremely confidential.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
All right.
Okay.
No. Yes, sir. All right. So you have an
want
excellent
that public information that I fucking suck my boss's dick. For, job promotion.
Right. No, this will be extremely confidential. God damn it.